No motherfuckers out there. I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
And I am doing this podcast for you. Okay?
All right, let me just get this shit organized, and then we'll be good to go.
We're going to have fun, bro. We're going to have fun, because I got some fun shit to start off with. I want to, I don't know. I'm going to save. Save. I'm going to save. I'm going to save. Save, save.
All right.
Check this out, dude. Got this today.
Oh, yeah?
Best dad ever award.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you see it, but I feel like Michael Scott. Like, I went and bought Best Boss Ever Cup. I got a Dundee.
All right. Five.
But anyway.
Four. Three. Two.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
I know we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Two Grumpy Elephants Podcast. I am your host, Jason. Joining me, as always, the awesome Jake.
What's up, everybody? Trace is up.
Trace. We got a great show for you today. We think we do anyway. We're going to try to hook you up with some funny. Wanted to give a quick briefing on last Wednesday's Grump Day episode. If you didn't watch it, listen to it, we appreciate it. We know what we had. We had some problems with the sound.
Lots of problems with the sound.
It was tough. So, as far as the sound goes, we already know. So, hopefully we were able to fix that and we sound good today. I am in a different state today. So if we start lagging, we're just going to have to deal with it. Okay. We did get some decent traffic on last week's episode, so I appreciate that, guys. I really do.
Ultimately just stopped looking at it. I haven't looked at it all weekend.
Well, there comes a time when I was listening to it, I think I got maybe 3 or 4 minutes past the intro, and I was done.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can appreciate those that made it all the way through. Okay, of course, we're going to be harder on ourselves than most people. Because, we have passion on this shit. We do want good things from it. So, when shit fucks up, dude, it really sucks, We didn't want to not put out something for those that were waiting for it, but, Anyway, with that being said, you could always find us on YouTube, Apple, Google, Spotify. We'll let you know that at the end of the show as well. Okay, man, I got to start this off because I was sitting in my pajamas this morning, playing Minecraft, doing my thing, and my wife turns on Fox News. I guess Biden's over and visiting the Queen this weekend.
America's favorite topic.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just don't understand why the fuck every time something happens over in England or Great Britain or the Queen sneezes or farts, we have to cover it. I just don't get it. But anyway, that's not my story. We can talk about that later. So, they have rituals and, some kind of ceremonial opening or whatever. And I guess what it is, the president or former Vice President Biden walks around this courtyard and kind of acknowledges all the soldiers or the royal family soldiers or whatever it is. And he just looks lost. If you go back and hold on now, I'm not talking about he doesn't know what to say. Okay. He looks like he's looking for Jill in the grocery store. I swear to God. Are you being haunted? Is something going on?
No. Where's my wife?
Are you good? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's exactly that right there is exactly what he was doing. I swear it looked like he was lost on aisle 15 with the toilet paper and tampons, and he had no idea where he was.
Where am I?
If you go back and look at it, it's crazy. He's walking, and he's like, you can tell that the guy's walking with him is kind of giving him instructions or what to do or what. Oh, but I'm pretty sure they had like a dry run on that or a dress rehearsal or whatnot. But he looks like he's just an old man in the grocery store that has lost his wife for like 10 minutes. They're just showing this on Fox News. Now, I don't know if that's by design, but that's why they showed it so much, because I can only imagine what Trump would have looked like walking through there. Like, he would have sped, walked through that shit, and, all right, where's the tea and crumpets?
Yeah.
All right, let's get this shit over with. I'm saying, I'm ready, you know. But, I mean, he just looked, it didn't look presidential at all. It looked sad, actually. It looked like you're seeing your final last days of your grandpa, I don't know what to do with these hands, but.
They made Harry Potter into a real thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, they showed it for like 10 minutes, no talking. You would have thought it was, we had just found the aliens that everybody's been talking about, and it's just straight news feed from that,
Yeah.
And all they're doing is walking around this little courtyard, and he's like a guy on a stroll, man. He has no clue what the fuck where he's at, what he's doing. But anyway, it was funny. I thought it was funny. A little something I wanted to start with. Real quick, did you hear about Benjamin Netanyahu? He's out. He lost. Well, okay, here's the thing. I don't know how their elections are set up. I don't think it's kind of like the parliament votes on who they want, not so much the people. Like, the people vote in the parliament members, and the parliament votes on the prime minister. Maybe that's how it's like. I'm not sure. But he lost to some guy named Bennett, which is a normal-sounding name compared to the other guy's name. But
so, wait, is this UK politics?
This is Israel.
Okay, this is Israel.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu, the only reason I bring it up because he was really close with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a big, big thing as far as that, because, him and Trump were really good friends, or seemed to be. But now he lost, I think it was this morning or yesterday, that he lost re-election or got ousted. I don't really know how their shit works over there. But that was just a quick drive-by story. But my big shit for today is every Republican's favorite pastime is watching the Democrats eat their own. And there's plenty of it to go around this week, fellas. Plenty of it to go around. Ihan, it don't matter. Omar, you know what I'm saying?
Ilhan,
you know
Omar. Who I'm talking
about. Ilhan. Is it Elon? Because there ain't no L in there.
I don't know.
It's a H. It's I-H-A. I don't know.
I don't know.
The guy, the bitch that slept with her, they married her brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we know.
Now we know. We're on the same page. Okay. All right. Okay. So last week, she came out and compared the U.S. and Israel to Hamas via tweet or something. Well, that's a bold fucking statement, first of all, and it's ridiculous. But evidently, she got a shitload of backlash from Democrats and Republicans, of course. But it's over. Okay? is squashed. According to Nancy Pelosi, she believes Ilhan Omar didn't mean to make threats, or according to Mama Nancy, we're done talking about this. She has made a judgment call, and this is no longer news. Now, wishful thinking, Nancy, but that's what she's trying to pull off. I mean, it's that kind of arrogance that someone like that would have to think, okay, because I say it's nothing there, everybody's going to quit talking about that shit. It's that kind of arrogance that drives me fucking crazy. Okay. And AOC's pissed off with Kamala Harris because she said something she didn't like at the fucking border, which who the fuck knows what's going to piss off AOC any given fucking Sunday or Saturday. I mean, one minute you don't like Biden because of this, but then the next minute you like this policy. But it turns out that was a Trump policy. So, oh my God, I can't like that. Yeah. So now I'm, you know.
Drop a wrong pronoun and you're getting doxxed.
But see, here's the thing. Minus your big defining factors between a Republican and a Democrat, it don't matter what that policy is. If it has an R behind it, the Democrats have to be against it. If it has a D behind it, the Republicans have to be against it. When can we get back to, okay, this policy makes sense. Okay, this is good for America. It don't matter who the fuck came up with it.
Well, it's never been about that.
Shit aside, it will never be about that. Because they politicize everything, you know? So, I mean, but there is some infighting going on. Biden's not strong enough against the border, against illegal immigrants. She wants pretty much free borders, open borders completely. I mean, that's what AOC wants. So any kind of policy that stifles that in any way, she's going to be vocal about it in opposition. But, you know, it's just crazy because here's the thing. Last week, it was all these headlines about this infighting. But you can tell that they're trying to rein that shit back in because it looks bad for them. So now you're seeing Nancy Pelosi come out and say, no, we're friends again, everybody. We just had a, you know, misunderstanding, you know. She called the U.S. and Israel a terrorist organization. You know, she was joking. She didn't mean no harm.
It's like when your kids are fighting. And, you know,
it's, yeah. You don't want to pick
Dad's
sides.
Dad's coming. Calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Chill out.
I'll give you my candy bar. I'll give you my candy bar. Dude, come on. I didn't hit you that hard, bro. Come on. Oh, dude.
Well, you start crying with them. They start breaking down, and you're like, I'm crying too.
Well, my kids are trying to get away with stuff like that. I can tell you stories all day long. I can hear them down the hall, you know, having some kind of meeting about, okay, dude, I'll give you this and this if you don't tell Dad, you know, shit like that. And then when I get in there, and I don't know what it's about, but I was like, they're best friends. They never fought in a day in their life. They love each other. They enjoy the hangout. They're just having a great time. The minute I leave, though, you know, you hear the rustling. You smack somebody in the side of the head, you know, threw something at them. So, but that's what it seems like is going on the Democratic side. I mean, here's my thing. For members of the Democratic Party, as radical as the squad is, okay, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck U. Schumer are going to have a hard time keeping those types of congressmen, men and women, under locking, are making them toe the line, if you will. Their marching orders are what they are. It's going to be hard for them to keep them in check. They're loose cannons. I mean, it would be like giving Trump a phone and say, hey, just don't say anything crazy, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to do that, you know, but that's him. But these folks are just so fucking radical. I mean, if you're willing to tear down everybody's fucking house and rebuild it in a green manner, that is a viable option with this economy. That's still what you're wanting to push. I don't know how much radical you could be as far as, oh, we'll just print fucking money until it means absolutely fucking nothing, you know, because we want this fucking Green Deal done. Whatever they have to do to say they got the Green Deal passed, that's what they need. It don't matter who they fuck, who they hurt. I mean, if that actually happens, if that Green New Deal happens, there is no more economy. We will be a socialist nation because we won't be able to afford any other. We'll be on the bread lines. We'll be on welfare. That's what will happen because that will bankrupt.
They want to be able to control everyone's income.
I mean, you got people way smarter than me telling them that shit. You can't tell me that they haven't thought that a little far in advance and say, well, okay, if it doesn't work, at least we get this. The socialism will be a byproduct of the Green New Deal. It's a win-win for them, right? That's what they fucking want. It'll be a win-win for them. So, you know, me and Jake were talking earlier in the week. We kind of do, you know, weekly chit-chats every few minutes. If we had an idea, hey, man, I wanted to tell you about this. We might want to talk about this on the show. And we were talking, I can't remember if we were playing games or something. We were just chit-chatting. And we had a theory. I had a theory, and Jake had a theory. We kind of came up with it together. All right, so you know how the Republican Party and the Green Party, the Independent Party, kind of coexist, but at times, in certain elections, the Green Party has hurt the Republican Party, right? You know, in the past. I think the closest in my lifetime a Green Party member ever getting as close to being a contender was like Ross Perot. Way back. George Herschel Walker Bush back, you know, Daddy Bush or whatever, if you will. But so my thought was if the Democratic Party cannot keep their reins on the squad, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know all the members of the squad, but I don't ever want to meet none of them. I know it's AOC, Ilhan Omar. I think there's some... Is it Cory Booker in that shit?
It's a bunch of people who wear masks by themselves in their cars.
Yeah, the chance. Yeah. So me and Jay were talking about, and the thought was, if we saw in this political climate now a split between the Democratic Party and the, I would call it the far left, I mean, radical left, socialists, if you will, idiots,
the communists,
you know, communists. If you saw that split between the Democrats and the squad and that group of people, Bernie Sanders included, just because he's old, what kind of level of playing field would that bring for Republican side and the independent side? Because, like I said, in the past, the independent side has stifled off votes for the Republican nominee or vice versa, you know. So if there is four-party system now, you got your Democrats and Republicans, you got your Green Party and your batshit crazy
we'll call them,
party.
We'll call them the Pink Party.
What?
The Pink Party.
The Pink Party, perfect. I love it. Coined here on Two Grumpy Elephants. You heard it here, folks. The Pink Party. what a level playing field that would mean for, and I'm wondering, seeing Nancy Pelosi come out and kind of try to shut this shit down, if this hadn't already been a thing that they've been thinking about, you know, long before the shit started becoming public, you know, infighting and all that, because, I mean, there's more than what I just told. I mean, I can't go back and...
You can just go back and listen to our last episode. We talked
right,
a lot
listen
about
to that
that
one, but there's more stuff I didn't have time to verify, and I didn't want to just say it if it was bullshit, you know, but, you know, I would love to see that kind of split happen because that would pretty much guarantee a strong Republican. I'll throw in that other thing we were talking about, how I would love to see the Republican Party dismantled and rebuilt for to maybe bring more independents in, you know, more.
Well, I would just love to see Kevin Stent and Ron DeSantis go over there to the Libertarians. Fucking well, take that shit over. Fucking
yeah,
let's get us some
absolutely.
Of that shit. Yeah, you believe in freedom or you don't.
That's right. You either believe in freedom or you don't. But see, like, I'm a conservative. And the reason I was bringing it up because, and the reason I vote Republican is because you can have the greatest candidate that you think your party has. It means shit if you're not in the damn race. You know what I'm saying? If you can't win, nobody's looking
in
their
wagon.
Hypothetical,
in this hypothetical that you're talking about in the future, everyone would be able to win. It would even the playing field for everyone.
It would completely even that playing field to where Democrats don't necessarily have California anymore. They don't necessarily have New York anymore.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the radical pink party.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to have a split like that, you're diehard Democrats, your moderate Democrats are not going to go to that party. So, you know, you're going to see a complete electoral math shift. You know what I'm saying? And it may not be all great for us as well, but I do feel like if we were the more level-headed, you know, common sense party, you know, America first, law and order, you know, buy, build America, I feel like that we could push through to the finish line on that, you know. But when you think about all the crazies, all your Bernie Macs and all your AOC, did I say something funny?
What? Holy shit.
What?
All your AOCs, your Nancy Pelosi's, your Bernie Macs.
Well, I can't remember what they were. The Bernie Bros? The Bernie Bros. That's what it was. That's what they were calling themselves. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, not the late stand-up comedian Bernie Mac.
No, but I said Mac. Because we were talking about him lately, so I guess it's just kind of... But I meant Bernie Bros, your AOC followers, you know, shit like that. If you want to laugh, Jake, I'll give you time. I'm going to sip a cup of coffee.
No, it's good. So. It's good. It was actually more shocking that you said that than funny. I mean, Marty's laughing right now, but...
Well, you know who I mean. I forgot it. They were Bernie Bros, weren't they? That's what they called themselves, Bernie Bros. But, you know... That's going to be that group. I mean, Antifa, you know, all the vagina hat wearing folks. That's them. But your older crowd Democrats, they're going to stay to your Nancy Pelosi's and your Chuck Schumer's. So you're going to see that's a huge split. That could be devastating to the Democratic Party. Now, then you got to wonder, well, where's big tech going to go? You know, how's big tech?
Big tech goes with the Bernie Bros.
Not if the money ain't there. not if the policy ain't there.
All of our money will be there.
Yeah, well, that's true. I get that. But I would like this, you know, that's an interesting theory to entertain, though, because... You know, I don't know how the Green Party started. You know, that's a history lesson I may have missed in class. But you can't tell me it hasn't hurt the Republican Party from time to time, because you know, no, it's like that saying you just close your eyes and hold your nose and make the vote. So the Green Party was kind of that, you know, that really fuck you. I don't like either one of these candidates. You know, so I'm just going to vote for somebody I know is not going to win. I want to vote, but I'm not voting for any of these clowns or however they talk. So they go Green Party. Well, that's siphoning off votes for, and you saw how close some of these elections were in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of these went down to a couple of thousand votes, you know, and they may even smaller for some of the, you know, the local seats and shit. So, it was an interesting theory that we discussed, and I liked it, but is it going to happen? I think if we start seeing that transition that we talked about last episode, where Biden may be just doing the blue ribbons and the ribbon cutting ceremonial presidential bullshit, and you start seeing Kamala Harris start to be more in policy, then that may be a sign that, you know, that transition's starting. And if they're pissed off with her right off the bat for the border situation, 81 days, by the way. I mean, I know everybody's talked about that interview with Lester Holt.
It was on It was on last week's.
Yeah. I mean, she was such a condescending dick.
Yeah, she
was. Was she not?
She was also, also incoherent.
Well, yeah, but she did not. I guarantee you, she was like, whoa, wait a minute. Where's the regular softball questions that I am entitled to here?
Yeah.
You know,
but where are the questions that were emailed to me?
Yeah, this wasn't on the list, Lester. What's going on? So my question was, I'm thinking to myself, okay, and I hear her say, well, I haven't been to Europe, when he asked her, have you been to the border? Well, yeah, we've been to the border, but then he goes, well, you personally haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. And all I could think of was, well, you mean wipe it with a cloth? When Hillary Clinton was asked about, did you wipe your hard drives? Wipe it with a cloth? You know damn well she knew what the fuck he was saying. And so did Kamala Harris. They're just, it's that fucking kind of arrogance that just, I have no room for. You know, answer the fucking question. Or do your fucking job. You don't go fly over the border all the way to Guatemala and talk to and get the special treatment, you know, from whoever's in charge over there, and then fly back over to Washington and say you've been to the border. You know, that ain't going to the border. I mean, you're not seeing all the suffering going on there and all the laws being broken. Look at the Border Patrol, outnumbered, out fucking worked, you know, under budget. They ain't got shit. What's going on? You giving me some smirks.
I mean, you said Guatemala.
Well, I saw you look at the camera. You and Marty will have a laugh with that for a little while, but I don't know. I get tongue-tied. I told you it's going to happen. It's just Guatemala is right, right? That's right. Well, I always want to put that L at the end of it. I don't know why. It's fine. But
you put an O at the end of it. Guatemala is what you said.
Oh, well, that was okay. That was even better. That's a new one. But anyway, don't say you've been to the border though, and that's what you did. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. But she don't give a shit about that shit. It's not election year right now. You know what I'm saying? It's not election year. Nobody gives a shit about that. Now, I do think this administration's lack of, I mean, they're not doing too good. It's been some bad stories, like even on CNN and shit coming out on these motherfuckers. So you can really be doing some damage for the midterms. You know what I'm saying? And then you got a lame duck president.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not doing yourself any favors by shitting on what people do care about. Not just Republicans care about the border. Okay. The people Democrats that live there also care about that shit. And you're kind of like saying, good fuck you too. You know, and you're pretty much doing exactly what you said the opposite of what you were going to do. You here's the problem. This shit was kind of fixed under Trump. Because they knew, you coming over here, your ass is going back.
Yeah.
That shit slowed the fuck down. But the minute they overturned those policies and executive ordered most of those policies that Trump put in place, you saw this influx of fucking immigrants.
We saw the thousands of immigrants being let in. The immigrants with COVID being sent to states. We saw that.
Yeah.
We saw the interview where she was asking an immigrant, you know, would you come over here if Trump was still president? And he was like, no. And he's like, so are you here because Biden is president? He's a basically.
It's the basically that makes it so great.
Basically.
Of course he is. And he's probably getting paid to travel. You know, a lot of that shit was funded by organizations to make I don't remember. I know right when Trump got elected, they were trying that caravan bullshit right at the beginning. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah. He said, turn that shit around. Once you left your country and went to Mexico, that was Mexico's problem. You're not able to seek asylum at this point because you have asylum in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that was that strong stance that deterred people from coming over. Or at least starting to make the fucking trip.
And then they tried and got lit up with tear gas and rubber bullets.
Yeah. Was that the way they were trying to climb the fence?
Yeah.
Or break down the border or whatever. But, you know, but it's that strong stance that a lot of them weren't even willing to make that trip because they knew Trump won't fucking play it. You won't get in.
Yeah.
Not the way you were hoping. And keep in mind, when I say this, I have absolutely zero problem with someone coming to this country legally and paying their dues legally and working hard for their family and making and getting their piece of American dream. Absolutely zero problem with that. It's the ones that break the law and then feel entitled to the chance that others are still waiting for, that have been in this country and still paying their dues, learning the language, going through the classes of citizenship, And all the steps you have to take. It's these assholes that think because you broke the law, now and you know you have the audacity to be entitled for amnesty or to get to stay here, no strings attached. What about the people that are paying? I mean, it's not free. There's dues you have to pay. There's things you have to do to become a citizen of this country. And they're doing it that way. They're doing it the right way. But and if I was in that position, I'd be fucking pissed if somebody was able to break the fucking law by crossing the border illegally and getting the same status, if not more, and faster than I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That would piss me the fuck off because I'm trying to do it the right way. But laws are only for the criminals anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know, laws are for criminals to break. That's what they're for. And it's sad that the Democratic Party has made it their mission to reward criminality. That's what they've done.
Look at sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary cities, abortion, fucking illegal immigration, all that shit. Now, I'm not talking about abortions where the mother is in danger, rape or incest rape or whatever. I'm talking about the bitch that got an abortion because she still wanted to go to the party or wanted to be on a reality TV show. That's the ones I'm talking about. Okay? It's, you know, you can have sympathy with some of these cases, but you can't an abortion.
With the fucking, oh shit, I got nutted in for the third time this week. Time to go get an abortion.
Yeah. I can't sympathize with you on that. Okay? But there is cases where, you know, early on in the pregnancy, and you got the situation of the mother health issues, risk of dying if she goes to term, there's always case-by-case issues. But rape or incest rape, you know, either one of them is bad, you know. But you don't do it out of joy, okay? That's a hard decision. You don't do it and go party tomorrow. I mean, there's videos all over TikTok and shit. Well, they're joyful about it.
Yeah.
It's my fourth abortion this year. You should not feel good about murdering your baby. Whether the situation or not, I'm pretty sure that some of these ladies that had an abortion because they were raped still felt bad because they had to make that decision, okay? But these bitches, these dick dockers, they are taking joy out of that shit.
That's my joke.
You can go fuck yourself.
That's my joke. Okay? Dick dockers is my joke, everybody.
That's if my you're joke. Gonna sit there and let me run off, I'm gonna take something. So
I don't really have anything, dude. Straight up.
Well, I need to give you something. I need you at least. Okay. Well, I got something that you.
I got one headline that I looked at.
Well, I've got this, and it'll probably get your juices flowing because this is kind of we were talking about big tech earlier, and you know how we've been censored by what we can say or what we can do, and turns out that big tech, Facebook, YouTube, are having to change policies now because once was propaganda is now truth. So once what you couldn't talk about, yeah, this COVID-19 virus probably came from that Wuhan lab. They were censoring and blocking and erasing that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they've had to change policy because what we were saying the whole fucking time,
Dr. Ouchie Fauci
is now true. So here's my thing. When does it stop being a conspiracy theory? When? Who gives it that credence?
Fauci.
Okay? Big tech should take it up the ass for this one. I'm serious. Who the fuck are you to say what is fucking true or not? And why can't we have a fucking opinion? When you make everybody think the same way by censoring them and not getting other points of view out, that's propaganda, brother. That's indoctrination. That's what that is. That's you trying to, tone the message. You're sending, you're only allowing certain information to go out, so there's no fucking thought process anymore. There's no debate.
They don't want you to think. They don't want you to debate.
Right. But it's as simple as
you. They don't want you to have your own opinion.
Well, and if you look at it, our country was built on that very foundation.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I think I have a fucking better way. Or, hey, this is what you're doing is not fucking right. Imagine what would be going on if it was slavery. Okay? Let's say slavery was the norm still in this country. And Big Tech was censoring that shit. The opposition to slavery. I know that's an outlandish example.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you wouldn't be for it then. So why are you for it for anything? Why are you for it for a different idea, a different opinion, or a little bit of free thought? You know what I'm saying? That's all. You're just looking at me. I just feel like you're like...
No. I don't know, like I'm just on the line for the ride.
Okay.
Just long for the ride for this one.
I feel like, you know, the big tech thing... I don't think we've heard the last of that. You got a bunch of states suing their asses, right?
We'll never hear the last of that.
Well, you know, I think I saw a headline about, a bipartisan coalition going after the antitrust of the big tech companies. So there may be some more news on that. But I'm not trying to make it a comparison that slavery is a good thing or anything like that. I'm just saying if... You know, it would take a story like that for somebody. Would it take a story like that for somebody to say, okay, any censorship is wrong? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all I'm trying to get my point across on is, you know, this country was built on different ideas, different ways of doing things. Hey, my way, I have a better way, I think. You know, that's the way I feel. And I don't feel like censorship should be a part of the American way. Who gives you the right to censor? And I'm not talking about because we were up here cussing and being stupid. It's just people having an educated thought. Hey, now, how do we know that this fucking COVID virus didn't come from this?
Well, one of the biggest reasons why they censored it. One of the biggest reasons why they censored it was because Trump said that.
Exactly.
That's one of the biggest reasons. You're absolutely 100%
right. They cannot give Trump any wins at all because Trump is not out of the picture yet. The minute Trump is no longer a problem, you will start saying, okay, Trump was right about this. But until then, you won't see shit on that.
Well, okay? You know, whenever we get the next Republican president, you'll start hearing from the Democrats, oh, well, you know, this, at least Trump didn't do this. You know, that's what you'll hear from the next Republican president on the headlines on CNN.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said a couple of episodes ago, you know, these people that are, you know, you ever seen the shows where they go around at college campuses and talk about this policy, but don't tell them who actually came up with this policy, Trump or Obama, and they, every one of them thinks it's a great one, but they hate Trump.
Yeah.
But oh, that was Trump's policy. Oh, so now I got to hate it now. You didn't think it was a bad idea until you heard who it was.
Yeah.
Who, you know, that's phony to me. It's not open-mindedness. That's a sheep. That's sheeple. That's all that is. And that's what big tech is manufacturing with all this censorship. If you never have any dialogue or opposition to anything, that's dictatorship. That's China.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's communism. And that's not America. I mean, who the fuck gives you the right to censor medical professionals trying to warn people about maybe some of this vaccine shit? Now they got, I saw a story that now there's teenagers, because they just passed it, or the FDA approved it to go into younger adults, like teenagers. Well, guess what? Some of them are now having heart attacks or heart problems.
Well, we've all seen the repercussions of this vaccine hit a shit ton of people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why they're still trying to push that.
Well, it's,
you see people are getting sick from it.
I just love how, I mean, I think it's good that the flu took the season off, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad the flu took the season off, and so we wouldn't have flu and COVID, because that would have been probably really bad.
And, you know, I've mentioned it before.
There's a little satire there for you folks.
I've also mentioned it before, and this is factual. Only men or women have had COVID.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Only men or women have had COVID.
Yeah, that's right. But Baskin Robbins says nay, nay. There are 30 other one different genders. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think pansexuals getting it, or whatever you call it.
Zimbaloos, okay. Bimbas.
So, let me ask you this. Why can't you be a male or female and have a, and since we brought it up, you brought it up, I want to ask this question, and I'll be stupid if it doesn't sound right, but I'm okay with that. But can't you be a male or a female and have a designated, whatever you want to call, sexual orientation? Why do you have to completely change your fucking gender?
Well, it's interesting you asked. I've heard interviews on podcasts with people who, you know, want, at the beginning of the podcast, they're a guy. In the middle of the podcast, they're a chick, and then by the end of it, bada bing, bada boom, back to a guy. They've switched three times.
So I thought you were either born with it.
Switched three times by the end of the podcast. Trace.
So does that go against that you're born with it? You don't. It's not a choice. You're born with it.
Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, copyright. You screwed us right there, brother. That's funny, because there was a story, I didn't do no research on it, but Caitlyn Jenner is pissed off with Jimmy Kimmel right now, because he said she's just Trump in a wig, right? And then she goes, oh, so you think transgender women are just men wearing wigs? Where's my LGBTQ 719s and, you know, my women support? I guess it's only, I guess Democrats can only support when it's opportune times or something like that.
You know,
check out. That was funny.
You know what's crazy is I am such a happier person that I just play video games and just ignore that
me
shit.
Me too. That's why this podcast is so fun for me. You know, because, you know, I don't have that life. I'm glad that I don't live that life.
Yeah.
Of these sad, depressing, victimhood,
mentally ill people.
What? Yes. Leave me the fuck alone. And don't fucking put that shit in my video games either, by the way.
Oh, shit.
I mean, right, a game that
this
I
can
love.
Be our last thing. This can be our last thing.
All right. Well, Jake, looking out for his friend, I guess, didn't want to betray his friend, according to his words, sent me a picture with Minecraft, the logo and all. And they always have little sayings up there. And he sent me one that said, Black Lives Matter up there. Now, I guess he can pull it up, or are you going to post it? Or I don't think you can. Well, I don't know if you want to.
Well, but I don't want to do too much editing.
Yeah.
So we'll just see if it can.
Yeah, you got most of it off. There's no way. Yeah, that's on my game, a video game. Why the fuck is that on my video game? Okay? That's what I play to get away from that shit. Okay? That's my own little world over there. Of course, I died last night and I was pissed off, but I'm rebuilding. But, you know, we can all relate to that. Keep that shit on my video games, man. Damn.
I know you had a crisis. You had a crisis that night.
I did, dude. I got sad. I appreciate
you were gonna burn down your village.
I had the torch in my hand. I had the flint and steel in my hand. Now, if I said, okay, a lot of my roads are made of wood and all that, and I know this ain't politics, but if I said that, it would have burned for days. How much village I have? So I didn't. Because, listen, you can't boycott everything. You can't. We would have Republicans and conservatives would have nothing to fucking do.
We would have Goya.
Well, how many fucking black beans are you going to eat?
We would have Goya and MyPillow.
Yeah, well, fucking that's all I'm going to be doing is sleeping. I mean, shit. Maybe watching some 2GE, I don't know. But anyway. Don't put that shit in my video game. That shit pissed me off, okay? But I got over it because, you know, whatever. It is. I mean, I would love to have something that just doesn't give a shit about that shit, okay? Yeah. That's not a movement. That's a political statement.
Yeah.
Okay? That became a non-movement when you segregated everybody else, okay? Okay, so fuck that. Leave my fucking video games alone, okay? If you wanna do a downloadable content that puts that in there, and somebody has a choice to download that shit, that's fine. But don't put it on my shit.
Liberal pack, liberal DLC pack.
Yeah, you buy that liberal pack. Yeah, for how much would that cost? I mean, how much would that be?
It would be free. 999
rupees.
It would be free.
It would absolutely be free. It would 100%. They would probably get money for downloading it.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of stimulus.
Some of the money that we paid for that game for.
Exactly right. But anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. That's about all we have. Like I said, I'm on vacation, and I still wanted to make sure you got a good show today. Don't forget to like us, subscribe, share the video if you do watch it and you enjoy it. You can catch us on... Well, I say Sundays and Wednesdays, but a lot of times they don't come out to Mondays. But this one probably hit early today.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I hope you enjoyed the show. Two Grumpy Elephants for Life. You know, and we'll be here every Sunday and Wednesday, bro. Uh-huh. Maybe play some games next week. Who knows? We'll look into it.
Oh, but yeah.
Have a good rest of your weekend. Jake, have a good week next week. Later.
Later.